In Syria, insurgent groups continue to fight one another. A group calling itself the Islamic Front has killed and captured a number of Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant insurgents in the town of Al-Nayrab. Earlier in the day, Al-Qaeda-linked militants killed at least 50 rival insurgents. Lawyers representing Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood say they have submitted a formal complaint to the International Criminal Court, the ICC. The complaint is related to the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi by Egypt's military-backed government. It accuses the regime of committing crimes against humanity during the crackdown on demonstrators. In an effort to promote Palestinian reconciliation, Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh says all Fatah members who are from the Gaza Strip can return without any precondition. However, Haniyeh made exceptions for those accused of killing Hamas members during intense factional fighting in 2007. Shortly after the US Secretary of State's departure, Tel Aviv gave approval for the construction of new settlement units in the West Bank. The Israeli anti-settlement group Peace Now criticized Israel's move. John Kerry had earlier urged Israel to refrain from taking any steps that would derail the negotiations. White House spokesman Jay Carney has told Afghanistan that if it does not promptly sign a security agreement, Washington will pull all its troops out of the country. He said the US wants the Afghan government to sign the agreement in a matter of weeks, not months. A US assassination drone attack has killed two people in eastern Afghanistan. Three people were also injured in the strike, which occurred in Nangarhar province. Afghan officials say the victims were members of the Taliban. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has arrived in the South Sudanese capital, Juba, and called for an end to the fighting. Meanwhile, South Sudan's warring parties have finally begun formal negotiations in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The talks are aimed at ending 3 weeks of deadly clashes. The coldest weather in two decades sweeps over the central United States. Roads in northwest Indiana had to close over the weekend due to the cold snap. Elsewhere, ice buildup on the Illinois River slowed down grain exports to the Gulf of Mexico. In Kansas, Arctic weather pushed temperatures to minus 23 degrees Celsius.